Hello, it's Monday, September the 6th, and it's Labor Day, and trust you'll have a wonderful day today, perhaps with your family, or grilling, or whatever you do on Labor Day. We are in Isaiah 51, and we're going to take this chapter slowly. This chapter and the first 12 verses of the next chapter are a kind of prelude to the fourth servant song, the most famous of all the servant songs, which begins at the end of chapter 52 and then continues throughout chapter 53. And as you can see from the very first verse, and we'll just look at verses 1 to 3 today, it begins with this command, listen. Listen to me. And three times in verses 1, 4, and 7, we have this command to listen. And then three times there is another call, this time translated, and you can see it there in verse 9, for example, awake, awake. So it sounds as though God is trying to get your attention. Imagine talking to children, and all of a sudden you realize they're engrossed in Lego or something, and you'll say, are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? And God wants to put us, and God wants to put his people back in Isaiah's day, in the 8th century BC, he wants to put them in a listening mode, because all kinds of trouble happens when we're not in a listening mode. Now, for all three times that he calls for us to listen, he provides an incentive. And in this first one, the incentive is that God is a life giver. You'll notice in verse 2 he talks about Abraham and Sarah, and the point is that if God could touch old Abraham and old Sarah and give them life, why can't he do the same for you and me? That's the incentive. I think of Romans 4:17. God has given life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. He can make our water, our waste places into an Eden. Notice the call at the end of verse 1. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. It's a reminder that we need to listen, because God is a life giver. He can bring life. He can bring spiritual life. He can advance the cause of his kingdom in an instant. Well, there are two more of these commands to listen, and we'll look at them tomorrow and again on Wednesday, but for now, have a wonderful Labor Day.